Rugby Flyer, Rugby Spirit Book 4, written by Jared Siggins and read by Patrick Harvey. Owen's hands shook as he picked up the letter. It wasn't just that there was a distinctive blue Leinster rugby logo on the envelope, or even that his mum and dad had both come out to the hallway to see what the postman had brought and were now staring intently at him. Owen had a fair idea of what the letter would say, but he was still completely torn on how he would respond to it.
"Oh well, at least it's not my school report,"
he grinned as he tore at the white envelope. Inside was a booklet and a one-sheet letter with just two typed sentences. "Dear Owen, Leinster Rugby would like you to attend a youth academy induction course at our headquarters in UCD Belfield on the weekend of July 20 to 21. Please confirm your attendance to the address below by the 1st of July, including your clothing and equipment sizes." Owen flicked through the glossy booklet, which was full of photos of Jamie Heaslip, Johnny Sexton, and all the other great players who had played for Leinster in recent seasons.
"They want me to go up to Dublin for a weekend," he shrugged as he handed the letter to his mum.
"Don't look so delighted," she laughed. "You look as if someone has stolen your boots."
"Ah, it's a great honour, I suppose. It's just that
you're a monster, man, and you won't be able to face Dylan if you play for that shower up in Dublin," laughed his dad.
"Yeah, I suppose that's it," said Owen. "And it'll be hard to break the habit of hoping Leinster lose every time they play."
Owen's mum smiled and patted him on the back.
"Congratulations, Owen. That's such wonderful news. Do you want me to reply? I'm sure you don't know your shirt sizes and all that."
"Yeah, thanks, ma'am," replied Owen. "I arranged to meet Dylan down at the club in a little while, and I suppose I'll have to break the bad news to him."
Owen smiled to himself as he jogged the short distance to the Ormondstown Gaels GAA club. The letter hadn't brought bad news, of course. It was a fantastic opportunity to develop his rugby with Leinster, and could even lead to a career playing the game. But Owen was monster born and monster bred. And since he started playing rugby, all he had ever dreamed of was wearing the famous red shirt of the province, ahead even of the green jersey of Ireland. A Leinster development officer had approached him a few months before as he celebrated winning the Junior Cup with his Dublin boarding school, Castle Rock College. He had been taken aback by it at first, but his school coach was delighted and encouraged him to pursue the opportunity. He felt his feet bounce a little more off the tarmac as he jogged through the gates of the club.
"Hiya, Barney," he called out to the long-serving groundsman, who was busy painting the white lines on the playing field with a homemade contraption adapted from a broken wheelbarrow.
"Ah, is it Owen?" he called back. "Is it the round ball or the egg today?"
Owen laughed.
"It'll be a bit of both," he replied. "I'll be working on the place kicking this morning."
The Ormondstown Gaels pitch was where Owen worked on his game and on his dreams. He had always wanted to be good at sport, but it was only when he turned his hand to rugby that he found a game that suited his temperament and his skills. Although his grandfather had once been a great rugby star, Owen hadn't got the chance to try out the game until he went to boarding school in Dublin 3 years before.